Oh yes, GMP fans. Many, many millions of you went and saw A Killer Clown from Earth this weekend in a little movie called It. But Jesse and I today are talking about killer clowns, plural, from outer space!
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Guilty Movie Pleasures.
Did anything happen there? Did we have our intro?
I don't know what's going on.
Hey, did we have our intro? Maybe we did. Steve in the booth, anybody in the booth? Are we live right now with our show?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we are.
Great. We didn't hear us.
This is going well so far.
So far, it's going perfect. We didn't hear, just for future reference, we may not be able to hear the sound clips because we did not hear our intro music. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, that was the greatest.
I mean, I heard it in my heart.
I heard it in my heart. We didn't do this. We should have just a cappella. Why don't we just a cappella do this? Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all appropriate ages, I hope you enjoyed It this weekend. I won't spoil anything.
Wait, hold on. I just have a real quick follow-up to what you just said. A cappella dancing. Is a cappella dancing? Dancing with no music? What is a cappella dancing?
I assume so.
Yeah. All right. I just want to clear it up. I just want to make sure we had a concrete definition.
Or is it dancing to a cappella groups?
I mean, that's like what I would have assumed.
Like if you go to Pentatonix and dance to them, you're a cappella dancing.
That's an interesting pull. You know an a cappella group. I don't.
I met the lead singer of that at Universal City Walk after seeing Dunkirk.
Oh.
I listened to their Christmas album. It's a fantastic Christmas album.
I bet it's great. I bet they're very talented.
Anyways, back to where we were. I saw It this weekend. It's fantastic. It's really scary, but fun. If you have seen it, I really want to know your thoughts. It ranks up there in my top 10 movies in general, but it's one of my favorite horror films I've seen in years. And I will say there was a kid next to me, maybe like 12 years old, and his dad. And I was like, man, that's a brave little dude. Like, I don't know if I would do this. And half hour in, he leans over to his dad, and suddenly they get up and bail for the rest of the movie. And
well,
I don't blame him. It's pretty terrifying, but in a fun way to me.
I would, if I were that dad, I probably would have ramped up to a theater version of It. Like, maybe shown some, you know,
well,
baby steps up
there's
to horror.
There's some creepy shit in there, man.
Yeah, but...
So Jesse... Hey, first off, hey, I'm Ben Begley. We forgot, because the whole thing got awesomely derailed in the beginning. But that's what this show is about. It's just pretty much derailing 45 minutes of your time. I'm Ben Begley, at The Ben Begley, and as always with me...
Hi, I'm Jesse McIntosh, at Too Much Jesse, and this is my a cappella salute.
There you go. Yeah. You can do anything to a cappella.
Anything a cappella.
Boom da, boom boom da, boom da, boom da. I want to see you do some pop lock to a cappella at some point.
Oh,
it's going to be
done.
Great. So Jesse and I were texting back and forth, and we were saying, what's a clown movie? And I suggested Killer Clowns from Outer Space. And I believe you said, seems like a movie I might hate.
Yeah, I did say that.
And so I said, let's put it out there to the Twitter sphere. And just so you know, in order to sway a show, when we put out a vote of Stephen King adaptation or Killer Clowns from Outer Space, and two tweets said Killer Clowns from Outer Space, that was enough to unanimously be like, yep, that's enough fan support.
That was unanimous. That happened, and we were like,
well, that
wraps it up.
So just so you know, you really have a high probability of swaying what we watch each week.
So wait, so just a couple of things. My text to you was, that sounds like a movie I'm going to hate. But I'll see it.
Yeah, you're always down.
So there was that. And then also, like, the reason we decided it was unanimous is because it was the movie that you threw out.
Yep.
And then you didn't bias the crowd in any way. And two people said it. And so I was like, well,
all right,
that's a movie people want to see.
And I remember images from this. So I don't think I've ever seen it in full. I think I may have seen it while, like, flipping through channels. Because it used to be on late night USA and stuff like that all the time.
Characters welcome.
Exactly. Before they became Characters Welcome, and it was Joe Bob Briggs and, like, Dinner in a Movie and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Or that was AMC. AMC was Dinner in a Movie.
Yes.
Anyway, so don't want to confuse it.
Jesus Christ.
But watching this now, I was surprised by, A, how well-paced it is, because it just moves from... I mean, in context, how well-paced it is. How the clowns show up within 5 minutes, and then, like, every other scene is the clowns killing people in a really bizarre way. And I thought the puppetry was really cool. I thought it was like it reminded me of just a really goofy, fun 80s horror film where I could see as a kid I would be terrified by this. But as an adult, I was having a blast. And my favorite scene hands down, is the ventriloquist scene, especially when he pulls his hand out and it's soaked in blood. And I'm like, where was that hand?
Yeah.
Where was that?
That would be funny if the hand was just in a bucket of blood. It was not even in the dude. It was just like soaked.
There's a ton of, this movie's definitely a guilty pleasure for me, but I had a blast. Now I'm very curious to see what you thought of it, Jesse, because don't hold back if you didn't like it.
Okay. So here's the thing. Is,
please do.
And I was saying this before the show, but if
I'm gonna retweet this,
yes, by all means. If you were to close your eyes and imagine, if I were to tell you the name of this movie is Killer Clowns from Outer Space, and you close your eyes for an hour and a half and you imagined what that movie is, this is exactly what that movie is,
yeah,
like to the T. And so, when I texted you and I said, this sounds like a movie that I might hate. It kind of was, but but let me just be clear. It wasn't my cup of tea, but that doesn't mean that I thought it was bad.
Yeah.
It just didn't like vibe with me.
I think that we're starting to notice a trend here. Maybe that you're not a fan of, like, you're a fan of guilty movie pleasures, but you're not a fan of like awesomely terrible movies.
Yeah, I feel like...
I think there's a threshold for you.
There is. And I feel like I just have to be in the right mindset, maybe, to go into it.
I drank a double shot of whiskey while watching this.
Smart.
That made it.
That probably...
I got a little buzzed halfway through because I don't drink that much anymore.
Enhance
and I was like,
your pleasure.
I was like, this is great. My notes don't make sense. I'm grabbing random sound clips.
You actually... Half of your notes are on Monk because you were actually watching USA.
great show.
But there are just like a couple of things, and I like get caught up on inconsistencies, and this isn't a movie where they're necessarily married to continuity.
There's
like,
no consistencies.
There's no, nothing matters.
There's no rules. The clowns just do whatever they want, and their powers are seemingly limitless, but then limited when need be.
But limited, yeah. And
like,
they're...
Like the end when... Sorry, I know I'm going to jump to the end.
No, that's all right.
But where they're chasing the kids around in the funhouse... And then in the end, like 40 of them show up, and you're like, "Oh, these guys are screwed." But they only show up with blunt objects and not the cotton candy. If all 40 of them had the cotton candy guns,
or like anything else, like they killed people in a couple different ways, and just
we'll get
anything
into all that,
else if they had any of their weapons. But like, so it bothers me sometimes, and I know that like this movie care was not necessarily taken around.
I think it's just about
edges.
Being goofy,
totally
and ridiculous,
totally. But if when it seems to me that like care was not taken or time was not taken, mm-hmm. then that is what sort of takes me out of it a little bit. I tweeted something out where Mike says, like, I don't have time to explain. And then immediately his next line explains exactly what's happened.
Yeah.
Or I think.
Oh, when they're walking around. Yeah. Actually, look, do we have. I think that.
The UFO sound clip?
The UFO.
Is that what you're
thinking? Just play it. Yeah. Even though it's skipping way ahead, this is clip number. No.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But if they do exist, then we're trapped in one right now.
Here, wait, play that again, because they're walking around a clown tent that's in the middle of nowhere after they just saw a meteor hit, and this is what she says.
I don't believe in UFOs, but if they do exist, then we're trapped in one right now.
Like, what? Come on.
That's the greatest
Come
logic
on.
Ever.
So this
that's
is
like that's like going up to a girl at a bar and be like, I know you don't believe in threesomes, but if there were to be one, let's get trapped in one right now.
That's a leap. Never approach someone by saying, I know you don't believe in
threesomes. Because they might.
Because you don't
they
know.
Might.
And don't cut yourself out at the knees.
And halfway through my metaphor, I realized it made no sense.
That's
and
right.
I almost pulled the ripcord on it.
No,
but
no,
it's
no.
Okay. You saved it.
But the point.
Jesse McIntosh, saving guilty movie pleasures every week.
As I'm like tearing this movie apart. I'm not really, though. I'm just like.
Well, that's okay because I love it.
But.
This to me is like Garbage Pail Kids, the movie, which you haven't seen.
I haven't seen.
Where when Josh and I watched that, he hated it and I loved it, but it's not. But it's because. It has the same kind of weird puppetry. It has kind of the same illogic to it and wild-ass decisions. And the fucking clown uppercutting the dude and his head popping off was amazing.
So part of what I'm saying here is that there's a lot of this that was really cool. Like, the clowns are creepy as shit.
They're awesome.
The way they kill people is funny. Mm-hmm. Like, they did a good job with that part of it, but when all you need to fix that sound clip is for her to be a believer in aliens.
Yeah.
And there's no reason her character shouldn't be. Like, there's nothing...
Because they never say any reason.
They're never, ever,
She's never,
ever
like, a skeptic,
it.
Like, I don't think that's anything. Let's go back.
That's just... how she introduces it. She's actually afraid going up to the clown tent. Yeah. And the reason she should be afraid just for this movie is she could just be like, that wasn't here before. I'm afraid of extraterrestrial. I'm afraid of magical stuff.
But she doesn't believe in UFOs.
But why? Why doesn't she? That would fix that clip.
I want to go into a Walmart and be like, I don't believe in Walmarts. But if they do exist, then I think we're standing in one right now.
I'm gonna go into Walmart and be like, I know that you guys don't believe in threesomes. And then I'll end my sentence, and they're gonna be like, what the fuck is that
guy? I'm pretty sure Walmart doesn't believe in threesomes.
But so, and then the other clip that you pulled, and this wasn't unintentional, but it was a long one where they're going over, like,
oh, we'll get to that.
The clown, like, what could this clown be? But like,
and then he said, the one guy says the real reason, and they're all like, moving on.
Yeah, yeah. But also, like, he... fuck. Well, can we just play the beginning of that clip real quick? We don't have to play the whole thing. But it's... Clown theories.
Clown theories, yes.
Where did they come from? Why are they here? Why clowns?
They're not clowns. Some kind of animal from another world that look like clowns.
Okay, great. That's all I needed to hear. Some kind of animal from another world that look like clowns? The clowns spend the entire movie doing clown things. Like, they're not doing animal things. Yeah. They're doing clown things. Yeah. And they kill people with cotton candy.
But then
candy.
The next thing they say is, I believe, is something to the effect of, like, well, what if these beings came down when we get clowns from them? It's amazing. Just accept it.
Right, but all I'm saying is there's, like, parts that were not taken care of. And they, like, very clearly had an idea about, like, let's do creepy clown things and let's kill people in fun ways, and then they didn't care about the rest of it. And for me to like fully wrap my arms around a movie, you have to care about everything. That's all I'm saying.
I feel like you'd be saddened by a great majority of 70s and 80s slasher flicks then, because a lot of them take care in the kills, and then the characters, you're like the Friday the 13th movies, I love them, but half of them, you're just, the storylines for the actual people that are getting killed, you're just like, what? No, okay, but they're still fantastic.
Yeah, but
they're still a lot of fun.
But do they set them up? Like, do they set the characters up in any way to support the killings?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, they didn't really hear. No. They just, like, threw the clowns down, and people were like, if this is terrifying, then I'm terrified. And like, well, okay, but you need to frame it in a way where, like, we...
I love how much you already don't like this movie. This is going to be great. Can we do the plot in under 3 minutes
we
in the booth?
Be able to. So three minutes and 1 second.
I'm very excited about this. See if I can even remember it. Oh, God. There's so much to... The clown sound... Oh, okay. Ooh. Okay, so we start off with an ice cream truck coming, which I thought were the killer clowns, because he's being really creepy and molesty with his voiceover that he's saying. And then it's just these two annoying guys that are like the Ferenzi brothers or something. And then there's all these people making out in the hills. And then phew, this asteroid falls and they're like, hey, come on, Genie, let's go check it out. She's like, I don't know if I want to. And then we got Pooh Bear and Paw. And this hillbilly guy goes and finds it. And then he gets killed by the thing and his dog gets taken. And it turns out that there's a circus tent and the guy and girl go in there and they're like, oh my God, they find the cotton candy. They find that everybody's being turned into that. And then they go to the police station.
And they get shot by popcorn. That's important.
They get shot by popcorn.
Yes. Hangs onto their clothing.
It plays.
Later. So then the police are driving around and they pull over two guys who are drunk and walking around. And they're like, oh, kids in this town, they're always drinking and being crazy. And they throw them into
the angriest cop ever.
Yeah, yeah. And they throw him into a holding cell. And then what happens next?
Jesus Christ. I don't know. Okay. And then the clowns all come out of the spaceship and it says 5 miles away and they all start walking as slow as humanly possible. So I'm like, hey, this town's fine. They got to believe at least 3 days until they get there. But they get there and they start killing people. And they go to the police station, the guy and the girl, and they're saying, this killer clown's from outer space. And the older cop's like, yeah, right. This is stupid. And so the young cop and the guy, the boyfriend, go and they find out that he's her ex. And they drop her off. She follows still. They go up there to see what's going on.
She doesn't follow. She says she's going to follow. She goes into the shower and takes her clothes off.
She says she's going to follow, but she has to get freshen
she's
up.
She's got to freshen up. And so the popcorn turns into clowns.
Yes. That comes later. Yeah.
That comes later.
So then they go there. The ship is gone. There's nothing there. He's like, you're full of it and all this stuff. And then, oh God. Then there's like a pizza delivery clown that comes by and shoots somebody. There's a clown driving in the air. There's a clown driving an air motorcycle that runs the guy off the road. There's just all kinds of crazy shit. Then they end up. Oh, and then the clown comes and kills the sheriff dude or whatever, who's a dick.
Yep. But so they're driving back from circus tent, yeah. And they run into the pizza guys. And then they see the clowns together, right?
Yeah.
And then fuck.
And then they go to the police station, and there's a ventriloquist, and they're like, oh my god! And then they kill that clown, and then they realize that, oh, if you shoot the nose off, it kills the clown in the most spectacular light show you've ever seen. They go, okay, we're gonna go to the spaceship. Oh, first she gets attacked by the clowns. They get her out of there. But the baby clowns. Oh god. Okay, they go to spaceship. All the clowns are attacking him. You think that the ice cream truck drivers are dead because they come crashing through, and then you think they blow up. We'll figure that out later. And then they save the day. There's this giant clown with strings come out as all the other clowns retreat. They kill that clown, and the cop hides in the. He gets them to leave as it takes off, and you think he's going to be taken up. And he hides in the clown car, and it comes crashing down. And then the two ice cream guys come out too, and they're all like, "Isn't it cool? We all survived. Fuck those people that died up there."
There you go.
Wow, this movie's super complicated.
Thank God you were here for that.
To say out loud. Yeah, I took the entire last minute.
As you should have, because I took the reins a couple times and realized 5 seconds into it that
it's
like
hard.
I only knew one moment.
It's hard to remember movies that have such non sequiturs that you haven't seen 100 times. Like Billy Madison would be really hard to remember if you didn't see it 20 times.
Sure,
because it's all non sequiturs. This is super, just like. But let's get into it. So, first and foremost, can we play clip number one? This is the I literally thought these were the creepy clowns coming to kill people in the beginning, and then I realized it's just the perverted ice cream truck drivers.
I'm Jojo, the ice cream clown with the bestest ice cream in town. We'll give you the stick, you give it a lick, and it'll tickle you all the way down. Ice cream, we brought our goodies here to you. A tasty treat for while you screw.
Everything about that makes my skin crawl.
It's the best.
We'll give you the stick. You give it a lick, and it tickles all the way down. Is the grossest thing I've heard in recent memory.
Also, I feel like if I were up on that hill, I would have been like, "We don't need loud noises up here."
Listen, the last thing we need, and the fact that these two brothers like genuinely thought this was going to be a good idea,
yes.
Like. A, we're either going to sell ice cream or we're going to make out with these two girls that are eating all our ice cream. Because they reveal that there's these two slightly heavier, but not even overweight. They're just like insinuating like, oh, the fatties like ice cream, is what they're basically very rudely insinuating about these two young ladies who aren't even that overweight. But it's ridiculous. It's a ridiculous scenario.
But they empower those women to say no to the brothers.
They do. They say
good
no
for them.
No, we're not gonna bone you for ice cream. We have standards.
That's right.
We're still gonna eat your ice cream though.
Definitely gonna do that.
And I don't need to play the sound clip ever again in my life. But when I was growing up, there was the ice cream truck. To this day, I may have told you this before. To this day, I always have either the inkling to run to it, or I do actually. Run to the ice cream truck because they always skip my street. I think I may have said that.
You did. Yeah, it's
there
so
weren't
sad.
Enough kids on my street, so they would literally drive by on Frank Boulevard in Akron, Ohio, just drive by Lounsdale and be like, deuces, see you kids later. And the one time they came by, there was a skinny dude with like short cut-off jean shorts and like a guy with like sleeveless, and they both smelled really bad. And I just imagine they were there to kidnap us and like...
They were driving the ice cream truck or they were...
Yeah, they were the workers in the ice cream truck.
Oh. Because I was going to say, if they were on your street trying to get ice cream, maybe that's the reason your street was getting skipped.
No.
Uh-uh.
No, he had, like, Daisy Dukes on, and the other guy, they looked like criminals from Con Air that got an ice cream truck.
Was it the Con Air sequel?
It was the Con Air sequel.
You remember Cuba Gooding Jr. had that movie that was, like, Speed, but in an ice cream truck?
What?
Yeah.
Is that real?
That's real.
Oh, did you watch it?
No.
Okay, God. Thank God.
I feel like it's that is like the bootleg Con Air.
Oh, my God.
Like, you know what I mean?
I want to know what this movie is.
Yeah.
I don't, actually. So we get introduced to these two perverts that are supposed to be the comedic relief, but are horribly annoying. And
well, their shtick is they just like can't ever decide whose fault it is.
Yeah, that's their shtick.
And it's like, okay.
But then we get introduced to this... farmer dude who fucking made me laugh so much because he's sitting there on his porch and he's reading something. We don't see what it is. And the comet goes over top and he flips out because he just happens to be reading about Halley's Comet.
That's so
as
great.
This comet flies over. And can we play clip number two? Because I've never heard anybody this excited about a comet.
Marty Hornswoggle, did you see he zip down in there, Pooh? Halley's Comet, and he's landed in our backyard. There's going to be thousands of people are coming. They're going to have hot dogs, going to have helicopters and airplanes and tacos. And this is our lucky day. We're going to be rich. Ooh, we're going to be rich.
I love that. Helicopters and airplanes and tacos. What?
Those are all the things I would look for.
If Halley's Comet flew over,
yes,
and I don't think he saw where it landed directly. I guess he did, but what would make? Why would to come see the crater Halley's Comet fall?
I suppose. I feel like maybe he should have thought this through before he ran down there. Because if Halley's Comet had landed in his backyard, he would no longer be there.
Yeah.
The impact would have caused a much more serious reaction to his world. But so here's what I'm talking about. I feel like the reason that we both reacted that way to him is because, as flimsy as it was, he had a reason to go see it.
Yeah.
They just gave him a Halley's Comet book and were like, hey, man, you love Halley's Comet.
I wonder how many nights he's been out there reading this, looking up,
just
going,
hoping.
Where's
just
Halley's
hoping
Comet?
And dreaming.
But that's not where he ends either. So then he goes to this magic circus tent that is in the middle of the forest. And
by the way, 100% conversion on the circus tent for people to be like, I wonder what's in that circus tent. I would have been like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah.
Deuces.
See ya.
Yeah.
I mean, no way would I ever go to a circus tent in the middle of the woods.
Not a chance.
That wasn't there before in a small town where you know that what everything is. You know where everything is and who put it there because you live in a tiny town. So don't go in a creepy light up circus tent.
Not in the forest.
Nope. That's a murder den.
Absolutely.
That is 100% Rob Zombie 31 Clown Massacre murder den.
100%.
Haven't seen that movie yet, but maybe we'll do it for Guilty Movie Pleasures.
We're
going to
do a double feature with the ice cream truck, Cuba Gooding.
There we go. Perfect. So he goes and a clown makes a magical portal in the tent and zips his dog through it. And can we play his reaction to Pooh Bear going away? Number three.
Where's my dog? Where's my Pooh Bear? How dare they stay apart with my bare hand?
Now, mind you, he says that after punching it and basically cracking his hand.
Yeah.
Because he punches it and it basically breaks his hand as if he just punched, you know, Superman in the chest or something.
He has a rough go of it.
He does, you know? And actually, I don't know did you ever read the adult Christopher Robin books?
No.
When Winnie the Pooh, when Christopher Robin grew up and realized that Winnie the Pooh and all his friends were all imaginary and he was committed. It's really dark.
That is dark.
It's like he gets committed to a psych ward because now he still sees Pooh Bear, but no one else does.
Yeah.
And they put him on all kinds of meds and now he's no longer seeing Pooh Bear and it's getting really weird. And at the end of the book, he's just in a straitjacket screaming,
where's my dog? Where's my Pooh Bear?
It's really weird. It's sad.
How dare they stay apart with my bare hand?
I liked Winnie the Pooh when it was just a lovable bear looking for honey.
Yeah.
And Eeyore just complaining about no one being interested.
Those were the good old days.
Yeah, it got dark.
And then Tigger was bouncing around.
Tigger... Tickers are made for bouncing, right?
That's what I heard.
That's what I heard. That's the rumor. That's the rumor.
I had a dog growing up that it was like a husky type dog, mm-hmm. so it looked a little bit like a bear, and my young mind saw it as a bear.
Mm-hmm.
And it used to poop in the house all the time.
Oh.
Yeah. So I would refer to it by its action and what it reminded me of.
Yeah. Makes sense.
And it got out the door one day, and we couldn't find it. We were looking all over.
No.
We just walked through the neighborhood house to house, and every house that I went to, I would yell number three.
He would yell.
I would.
Where's my dog?
There we go.
Yeah.
Where's my Pooh Bear? How dare they stay apart with my bare hands?
And they're like, he's probably just outside.
He's probably just, you know.
Why do you call him your Pooh Bear?
Why are you threatening to tear my house apart with your bare hands?
I'm a young child.
Super strange. It's not going to work.
Give me some allowances.
There you go. There you go. So then the clowns come out, blast him, and turn him into... they blast him with what looks like a toy gun you get at Disneyland that would shoot like a ray gun. And it turns him into a giant all the cotton candy balls are really oddly shaped. They're shaped like almost like raindrops or like a teardrop tattoo on a gangbanger.
I think they say that's what they're going for, I think they said when they go into the police station, they describe them as cocoons.
Yeah, okay, because it's a candy cotton candy cocoon,
right?
Which sounds delicious. The sheriff busts the thugs. We already talked about a little bit. No, I like the one guy just is wearing really pale makeup. He just looks like a vampire for no reason.
There are some strange things. So the vampire makeup, I was going to say when they were in the first scene when they're on top of the hill and Mike is drinking the champagne or pouring the champagne, he's very clearly pouring water. There's no bubbles and it's clear as can be.
It's so good.
It's either water or vodka. I don't know, but probably water.
Come on, have more of the champagne. We're going to get drunk and make out. Yeah. And then they like kiss for like 1 second and roll. Yeah. And they're like, all right.
That's why we're here.
Make out point. Look at the stars.
And then the other thing that we're going to get to in a second is when she's getting ready for the shower and she like pulls her shirt up. They're supposed to pan down when she's already like midriff is showing, but you can see for a half second that she doesn't take her shirt all the way off. She just puts her shirt inside her, like the bottom of her shirt inside the top of her shirt.
I didn't notice that.
So to keep it up.
That's hilarious.
But they like catch it on camera.
That's so fun. I thought they just showed the bra, but it's because they.
No, because she's not taking it off. She's just holding it there.
They just Ed Wood that thing where it's like, oh, two takes. That's good enough. I love it. So then they go, and the random couple, I forget their names, like Mike and, what was it, Jenny or something?
Which one?
The couple. Dave is Debbie. Oh, Debbie. Debbie is the lead girl, and Dave is the cop, and I think Mike is the guy. Mike's the guy. Say, so Mike and Debbie go to this, we already talked about ad nauseum, the circus tent, never go into it. Take away anything from any episode we've ever had, kids, if there's a circus tent in the middle of the forest, and it hasn't been advertised, and there's no Yelp reviews for it, just don't go.
No, I wouldn't.
Don't think it's a pop-up haunted house, or I know those are popular. Not in the middle of the forest in a small town.
And not without supervision.
Don't do it.
Please go with a partner and make sure that they're adults, and they can advise you not to do it. Don't make this decision.
We already played the I don't believe in UFOs, so we don't need to play that again. But she doesn't believe in UFOs, but she immediately knows that this is what one would look like.
Yeah.
Which I love, because they go in and... And no, to me, even if I went in there, I wouldn't think it was a UFO. I'd just be like, this is a super creepy circus tent.
Sure, this is a tent.
With human cotton candy cocoons.
Yep.
I would never be like, you know what? This is also a UFO on top of all these other weird... My brain couldn't compute all the weirdness.
Nope, especially if it wasn't something you believed in. And not to be nitpicky, but it's only a UFO if it's in the air.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Unidentified flying object?
It's not an unidentified landed object.
Nope. It's a ULO at that point.
ULO. Yeah, yeah. It's ridiculous. So then they run out, and they find all these bodies, tons of bodies stored in cotton candy cocoons, and they have weaponized popcorn.
Yep.
And they shoot them with popcorn, and the popcorn travels like... almost like nanobites or something, like some kind of weird like Pac-Man type technology where they just keep traveling until they latch onto their clothes.
And it's like heat seeking. It goes around a corner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how. It's Pac-Man. It's Pac-Man infused popcorn. Can we play clip number 5? This is as a running away covered in popcorn.
Popcorn, why? Popcorn, because the clowns, that's why.
That's,
you know.
Is he wrong?
I got similarly upset when I Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus. Rest in peace.
Yeah.
You know, when they used to exist. They're done now, right?
I believe so.
I think so, yeah. I went to it as a kid, and I sat in the front row. And I don't know if you knew this. You won't, because it doesn't exist anymore. But the circus, if you sat in the front row, it was like the SeaWorld, which that probably won't exist much longer either. But it was like the equivalency of Splash. Those snowflakes, am I right?
Totally. Totes.
I'm kidding. It's awful what they do to some of these animals. Anyways, SeaWorld, there's the splash zone. I just wanted to make sure I wasn't like pro animal abuse on this show. I didn't want somebody to be like, Jesus,
Ben's opinions do not reflect.
Ben took a turn there. He thinks the Cove is a comedy. Jesus. Yeah. Oh, no, it's horrible. Anyways, fucking derailing this.
What an internal struggle we're watching right now. This is
I love when I think that I might have said something offensive and I'm like, foot further in mouth,
it's
please?
Like immediately backtrack.
Oh, anyways, instead of
if
just...
If anyone can analyze what you just saw, please...
Please psychoanalyze me.
Direct message me.
As if any of our fans are going, yeah, Ben totally punches dolphins in the face. Anyways.
Well, he's never had a chance. Who knows?
No. So, I don't even remember. I was going to get to the sound clip eventually. So, I was sitting in the circus in the front row, and they're like, you know, there's the popcorn dealers and stuff like that. And one of the clowns took the popcorn and from me that I just bought from one of the guys who went, popcorn, get your popcorn. And they're playing around with it. They're juggling it and stuff. And at first, they were doing a really good job. And the audience was like, ooh. And then they, in the typical clown fashion, they slip out a banana peel or something stupid like that. I can't remember. And they knock the popcorn and it falls all over me. And I just look up at my dad as I'm covered in popcorn. And I go,
popcorn, why? Popcorn.
Because the clowns, that's why.
And I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And they have no regard for how much money that pop, that was... That's a lot of money.
That's expensive.
I use my allowance for that popcorn.
At an event like that?
Come on.
Are you kidding me?
They rack up the, they jack up those prices like crazy.
We used to, in high school, we used to call people clowns who were like, sort of like losers.
Yeah,
do you know
like
what
me.
I mean? Yeah, like
I would
you.
Be a clown.
We would have bullied you with the term clown. But there's one guy who like we joked about it with, but I was over at his house for dinner, and his mom made popcorn for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And me and my other friend who were there, we like sort of slowly backed away because we were like into nutrition.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
And we turned around, we ran out the door, and as we were running, I was like,
popcorn, why? Popcorn!
Because the clowns, that's why.
But you said it more in the tone of Billy Madison, where it was like, he called the shit poo!
Yeah,
where
yeah.
You guys were just, you know, goofing.
Totally. We were goofing.
So then they leave the tent, they'd run away with the popcorn covering them, and in one of my favorite moments out of many, every clown moment in this I love, where they do the balloon animal dog.
Yeah, that was funny.
And then the dog sniffs him out and chases after him. And then, like I said, the which is great because I'm just amazed the balloon animal dog didn't pop on any number of twigs out there.
Sure.
Because I don't know if anybody else has tried to bring like balloons to a birthday party in the woods. Why would you? It just sounds creepy. But anytime I've walked even through a backyard
these
with
kidnapping parties, what are you doing?
Oh, that's what we had back in the day. They were called kidnapping parties. Huh. No, but even if you try and walk through a backyard with a number of trees, you're going to pop one of those balloons.
Yeah, it's tough. It's
sometimes
tough.
I've popped balloons just putting them in my back seat. So this balloon dog is impervious.
I mean,
it is from outer space.
Either they were outstanding with their balloons, mm-hmm. or you're particularly troubled with
balloons.
Yeah,
they might be. I think it's somewhere in the middle.
Combination of the two.
It's somewhere
they're
in the
not
middle.
Mutually exclusive.
So I didn't. I wish I'd pulled a sound clip of them talking because they sound like Jawas a little bit from Star Wars,
yeah.
where they're just kind of like, you know, like kind of like that.
Did you not pull a sound clip? Because that was
that,
it, right?
Or maybe
there.
I did. If you're just listening, that was our sound clip.
Do you want to hear Channing Tatum doing the clowns?
Yeah, please do. I hope Channing Tatum starts watching our show just for his impression every week.
So
then they go to the... I love when the clown pretends to be an animatronic next to the monk. I think it's like a gorilla or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And in front of the drugstore, and he pretends to be one, and they totally buy into it. Like, what would that be selling? I have no idea.
I don't know.
Murder.
And it's also, like, offset from the other one, so it's, like, sort of in a weird spot.
They just want to flank you with both as you go in.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, that pharmacist is fantastic.
Well,
it's one of my favorite scenes in the movie, where they keep cutting back, like, seven times to the clowns just tearing up this place, and then eventually putting a bunch of stuff on the counter that they have no way of paying, because they don't have currency.
Right.
And they just keep cutting back to the pharmacist the entire time. He never leaves. He just goes, it just always looks varying degrees of like three versions of nervous.
Right.
It just keeps switching back and forth. It's so funny.
Well, he's
like, get the fuck out of there.
He's nervous, but he also loves his job.
He loves his store.
Yeah.
And he's like, he's the least confrontational pharmacist ever, where he's just like, that's a preparation H. Don't throw that on the ground, please.
Well, he became a pharmacist to deal with pills, not to deal with clowns.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
he could never foresee that. He does call the cops, and then he doesn't believe him.
Eventually.
Can we play clip number 6? This is the when they go to the police station, Mike and Debbie, and they're like, "These clowns, man! These killer clowns!" And
killer clowns from outer space. Holy shit.
You know, when this movie was pitched to producers, and they were like, okay, Chiodo Brothers, what else do you have you know, for us. You know, we want something kind of gremlinsy. What do you got for us? And they said, we got Killer Clowns from Outer Space. And the producer just sat back and went,
Killer Clowns from Outer Space. Holy shit.
And then the movie got made. And that's exactly how it got made.
That's how Hollywood works.
That's how it works. You just go in with a good title. You go in with a good title.
Here, let me pitch this to you. What if instead of clowns, we spelled it with a K? Better? Worse? Neutral? Better.
Better.
Yeah.
Better. Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Let's make it harder for people to Google later.
That's what I found when I was like trying to look up the reviews on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah.
If you don't type the title in exactly on my Flixster app, it's like, fuck you. Yeah. Too bad. You don't get to read the reviews.
No matches found, bitch.
No matches found. Mm-mm. It just had to be different, you know?
It's like, why is my Flixster account calling me bitch?
I get why the older cop doesn't believe this. It sounds stupid. And he's tired of all these kids doing drugs and drinking and hallucinating, and he's upset with it. But the next scene is my favorite scene ever, aside from the ventriloquist. There's another puppet scene where there's just this lonely dude that walks up to a gazebo and walks up to a pop-up puppet thing, and he starts laughing at it at first because it's funny. And then there's like a girl puppet and a boy puppet, and the boy goes to talk and the girl like shuns him, and the guy clearly gets stung by that because it hits too close to home, and he's like, oh, that's me. And it's kind of sad.
That is such a weird scene.
Such a weird scene.
Because what the fuck is happening? Like, where are they? Who is this guy? How did the clown build a podium? And then, like, the puppet show...
How many people did he walk by before one was snagged by it to, you know...
Well, apparently he came in at the beginning because he got the whole arc of, mm-hmm. like... It was also, like, a pretty rapey puppet show.
Yeah.
Where the guy just, like, wouldn't leave her alone
until she killed him. Yeah.
And then he found that funny. He was like,
Yeah, good. Yeah.
And then the clown gets up and kills him.
Turns him into a cotton candy. And then lets out the creepiest laugh ever. Can we play clip number 7? The weirdest thing is how they cut it. Like, how it cuts really abruptly.
Yeah.
Just play that again. That'll be in your nightmares. I want that as a text message.
It honestly, listen to it in this context. It sounds like someone put a tape recorder in the middle of the Amazon and howler monkeys were going off.
Ooh.
So let's hear it one more time.
Majestic creatures.
That's right.
They're majestic creatures. Oh my God.
Ben would probably want to punch him in the face.
You know, me and animals.
Ugh.
That's what I do. I just punch animals all day.
So aggressive.
Anyways. So, I love the fact that Dave turns out to be Debbie's ex, and he's, like, clearly a better choice.
Yeah.
He has a way better career. He's way more handsome. He's a cop. He has a uniform. Like, isn't that just what all women want?
And he's also, like...
He's older.
More mature and measured. Like, he has to deal with that old cop, and he's always the voice of reason, it seems like.
He's like, listen, all right, we got to figure this out. And the other guy's just like, oh, my God, man. He's like John Travolta back in the day, but not John Travolta. Was that John Travolta that just stopped by the booth, or did I just
definitely
do an amazing
was.
Impression of
it
him?
That was a clown doing a John Travolta impression.
Hey, it's John Travolta. Hey, do Channing Tatum doing John Travolta.
Hey, it's John Travolta.
He's so good.
Yeah.
He's so multifaceted.
Nails it every time.
But I did find it creepy, though, the nickname Dave has for Debbie, where he calls her Little Debbie, which is just weird for me a little bit.
Sure.
I know it's a snack cake, but just like Little Debbie just seems strange in a way. Like a dad would have for his daughter.
I was just going to say it was paternal. And like
it's paternal,
a
yeah.
weird, like...
Yeah.
I don't know. It also sort of... To compare someone to a pastry is a weird thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Especially like a quick snack
like
pastry.
Like if people were like, hey, you're my little cream puff. I'd be like, that's weird.
What?
Don't, you're my little ho-ho.
I don't like this.
Ding dong.
I don't.
Tag along. No, that's a Girl Scout cookie. What if the next like 20 minutes was just trying to think of Hostess treats?
You're my little Snickers ice cream bar.
There we go. No, none of these work. See, they're weird. You don't call somebody that.
I wouldn't do it. Let me just say that.
I just wrote like several notes about how I love the pharmacist never leaving. Oh my God. I know I talked about this briefly, but if you watch any part of this movie, it should be the pharmacy scene, the puppet scene, the ventriloquist scene, or the biker bar scene where there's the biggest ass. And this is why I thought about Garbage Pail Kids, because a very similar scene happens in Garbage Pail Kids where there's this rough and tough biker bar where they're like borderline murdering their own patrons in there. and this fight's breaking out. And then this clown rolls up, and they're all like, look at this stupid clown. And they, like, I think they shove it. No, they break the clown's bike. And then they're like, let's put your dukes up. And the clown uppercuts the guy's head off. And it just pops clean off and lands in the trash can. Which is not unlike Alligator biting the guy's toes off in the bar and then getting in a fight. It's like, there must have been some kind of weird thing with biker bars and puppet characters just murdering people in them.
It's funny.
You know, it is funny. Puppets
murdering biker guys.
They do team up with them in Garbage Pail Kids, and they go free everyone from the state home from the ugly. If you haven't seen Garbage Pail Kids, the movie, it is the most fantastically terrible film I've ever seen.
Or if you've seen them in real life.
If you've seen them in real life.
So my favorite part of that sequence is after the head comes off and they, like, scatter, I think one of the guys just goes, like, whoa. And then gets on his bike and goes.
He's just super intoxicated. He's like, you know, what? That's it. That's it.
But like, okay, so then another thing with these clowns is, like, we don't find out why they're there until the very, very end when they stick a straw and start drinking blood.
Which is awesome, because I was saying, I wonder if that's in the Guinness Book of World Records for, A, the longest straw ever on film, and the longest shot of a straw ever on film.
Yeah, and, like, watching the liquid go around.
It goes forever up this straw, and it's incredible. Yeah, I feel like it's the longest.
If they had captured that moment and put it in the very beginning when Mike and Debbie were, like, hiding, they stuck the straw in one of the things then now there are stakes. Like, now they're not just killing randomly and just on
I didn't know if the people were alive still or not.
Yeah, I thought it was one of those things where when they broke the main bad guy's nose, it was going to release all the
cocoons. So did I. Cocoons. And then they're like, nope, the whole town's dead. Everyone's dead. Hey, at least the ice cream truck drivers survived.
Everyone except the ice cream drivers and the, like, 20 cop cars that show up,
yeah,
like, right after it's too late.
Where did they come from?
Don't know.
Who knows? Another town. The neighboring town. They were on break. Yeah, just 20 cop cars at a time take a break.
Yeah.
The restaurant scene is hilarious to me, where there's this creepy clown playing peekaboo with a kid, which is kind of a creepy scene. But how does no one else in the restaurant notice this clown sitting outside the window, this giant alien clown being like, boo, boo.
Even the mom. Yeah. When the mom goes to get the kid, she's
because the kid almost goes out there, and then the mom, thankfully, they save the kid.
And if the clown can kill everyone, why doesn't the clown just go in and kill everyone?
Yeah. Why is he trying to lure one kid out?
Yeah, just the one. I just need one kid. Just one kid. That's on my scavenger hunt list.
It's on my killer clown scavenger hunt list.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what they did. And then the older cop starts getting a bunch of calls, and he just hangs up on him and doesn't. He's like, you kids are trying to prank me.
Such a shitty police station to have the, like, one guy with his arms crossed as the phone rings off the hook.
Well, and poor
everyone.
I inadvertently stole this, apparently, for Funhouse Massacre. Spoiler alert. My character in it, he thinks he's being pranked by all, and he's an idiot. My character's a dope. And he takes the phone off the hook. That's because when writing it, we were like, how do we justify not having more people? And it's just, well, the deputy's a dope, and he takes the phone off the hook for a little bit. Because it's only like a half hour, and he's just tired of getting picked on.
Sure.
In this town, nothing ever happens. So if nothing ever happens in this town, it's okay.
But
the sheriff will call on the radio.
But that was you as a writer solving a problem.
Yeah, this is
whereas
just,
they were just like, nope. He's just going to sit there and stare at the ringing phone. He's going to be an asshole. Indignantly. Yep.
And then the, the clown shadow puppet scene is so good.
That's pretty great.
Where it makes like a ship full of people. And then the ice cream truck guys and Mike and Debbie I think it's Mike and Dave at that moment. Yeah. The four dudes are just watching as the clown turns it into a dinosaur. And they just, somehow the shadow eats them. And does that mean the clown has been fulfilled for hunger for that, or does the shadow monster?
I have
no
idea.
Do they need to feed the shadow monsters too? I have so many questions. I want a sequel. There's a sequel listed on IMDb in 3D that's been in development for years, and I want it to exist so bad.
Do you think they're doing like a Boyhood take on it, where they do it over the course of 15 years,
and they're really getting clowns and aging them? That'd be fantastic. I did think that the what did I say? Oh, no, I already said that. Okay, let's play clip number 8. I can't remember what this is. What are we waiting for?
Look, at least take me over to Debbie's house, okay? I think she's in danger.
Does she have any roommates?
Yes, she's got two. She's got two beautiful roommates with big boobs.
Do they like ice cream?
They love it.
What are we waiting for?
Come on!
There was a trend in the 80s to just have these two horn dog or several or one horn dog friend character that was supposed to be funny because of like Revenge of the Nerds and things like that and Animal House. And I think that just like after a while, it was just like, holy fuck. And like this feels like that where it's like, I love this movie, but I hate the two ice cream truck drivers.
You just have to make sure they're funny if you're going to do that. Yeah. And like,
it's like the comedic relief character in the new Baywatch movie, the nerdy guy.
The Rock?
No. The Rock is fantastic.
Zac Efron?
No. They're all supposed to be comedic relief, and none of them are funny. It's the out-of-shape guy who's, like, the new recruit.
I didn't see it.
He's talented in other shit. I've seen him in other shit, but he's so unfunny in that movie, and they hinge so many jokes on him. It's like, no, like this. They hinge so many jokes on these two guys. Like, yeah, she has two roommates with big boobs. Well, what are we waiting for?
Right.
It's like, oh, no.
But, their contribution to this story is, but do they like ice cream?
Yeah.
Like, come on, like, believe in yourself. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you don't need ice cream. You can just have conversations with these girls and they'll fall in love with you.
Stop
you know
relying on the ice cream. The ice cream is a crutch. It's your shtick.
Absolutely. What did you do before you rented this truck, brothers?
Ferretti brothers or Denzetti brothers or Linetti brothers or...
All of the above.
Whatever you are. So then the clown comes into the station and the older cop finally... Mooney. His name's Officer Mooney. He finally sees the clown, and his reaction is fantastic. Can we play clip number 9?
Whoop the goddamn to do! What do we have here?
The duh before the do.
Whoop the goddamn to do!
That really does it.
Oh my god, it's so good. I don't even know what to... I don't even know what to say about that except play it again because it's so funny. It's too funny.
Whoop the goddamn to do. What do we have here?
It's so good.
So about three weeks ago now, Taylor Swift, T-Swizzle, dropped a new single on the world.
Yeah. Now, I think Kesha's Rainbow is much better. It's much more heartfelt and layered.
Sure. So what I was going to say is that the entire country, it seems... heard the song and said,
whoop the goddamn to do. What do we have here?
Yep. I think similarly, when studios were upset about things like The Mummy and Baywatch and Pirates of the Caribbean 5 and other movies that tanked this summer, when they're like, oh, it's just nobody's going to the movies, yet people are seeing It and they're trying to blame Rotten Tomatoes. I think really audience members are just going to movies, and if it's not awesome, they're going,
whoop the goddamn to do. What do we have here?
And they're like, we paid $19 for 3D to see this shit? Nope.
Never again.
And it's incredible. They kill this guy with... the clown, what's weird is the clown lets him put him in jail.
Yeah.
With other inmates, and then he pulls out a party favor that has a hand on it, and it strangles him and kills him apparently instantly.
Yep.
And then turns him into a ventriloquist, which is a really creepy, eerie scene where he has blood here instead of the jaw lines.
Yeah.
And then we already talked about how he just had his hand dipped in a bucket of blood.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what happened. And then the creepy-ass clown parade happens with the giant vacuum where they're basically doing the Monty Python, bring out your dead, and they're just throwing all the cotton candy balls up and sucking them up through the vacuum. Do we have any more time other than that 2 minutes in the booth? Oh, don't make me wait too long. I'm waiting. Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, okay, perfect. So now we talked about how Debbie, the popcorn, when she gets out of the shower after almost not really showing her boobs, she opens it up and there's these clown babies now that are like snake bodies with tiny clown heads and they can't open their eyes. They're like baby birds, but clowns and skinny necks.
Yeah.
So baby birds.
Sure.
Yeah. But apparently popcorn becomes that.
Yeah.
And naturally, she fights them off. I forget what she does to them. What does she do?
She puts the like shower head in one of them.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And she like sprays one of them with hairspray.
Oh yeah, and then apparently just nope, they don't like that at all.
No, not fans.
And oh, and the police station is where Dave comes in and shoots the clown nose, and it blows up and becomes an ELO show, Electric Light.
Yep.
Opera.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Yep.
Anyways, so then long story short, there's this clown parade. There's a clown car that comes out that when they go to this, they go to a fun house at the end, which they've conveniently landed their ship in the town funhouse, the town carnival area, after landing it in the woods first. Well, Why didn't you just go there first?
Yeah, and they were also like, when they were looking for them, they were like, where did they go? And they're like, oh, I know where they are. Like,
I know.
Why? They're aliens. Why would they know to go there?
Well, because all our clown culture is based on these clowns, remember? So can we play clip number 10? This is the theory of where these clowns come from.
Where did they come from? Why are they here? Why clowns?
Not clowns. Some kind of animal from the world that look like clowns. Shit, Dave. Maybe the ancient astronauts, you know, that came to our planet centuries ago. And our idea of clowns just comes from
It's the best theory ever.
That's funny.
Maybe they're from a dying planet. Maybe their son pooped out and they need a new place to live.
Maybe they're using this for experiments to dissect and study.
There's so many theories,
I know.
So that means they're intelligent. So why don't they communicate with us? I mean, talk to us instead of killing us.
Maybe they're just cruising through the galaxy and stopped here for a bite to eat.
They're like, nope. All our ideas were better than that.
Nope,
the idiot's idea is right. We already talked about the longest straw in history. I love that Debbie gets put into a balloon.
Yeah, why wasn't she killed?
She wasn't killed, because structurally she needs to survive, so right. They can have the world's weirdest hug at the end, where I'm not sure if she's back together with Dave and Mike is just cool with it, because Dave's, like, rubbing on her at the end, and Mike just shows up like, ha! I knew this would happen! Ah, oh, fuck.
Well.
Oh, my life. He's a cop.
Mike should get into the ice cream selling business.
He should. So, after the theories on clowns, Debbie's in the balloon, Dave's like, I'm gonna shoot her out of it! And he shoots her perfectly, and she falls to the ground. Yeah. A-okay.
Works.
There's all kinds of... They slide down a fireman's pole where there's, like, a clown Sarlacc pit monster.
Yeah.
There's five doors they have to go through, and they walk into the room with all the clowns where they all bring the blunt objects to attack, and then a giant clown attacks.
Well, the ice cream truck with the clown tries to pretend like it's their leader.
Yeah,
and
it's like,
stand down, everyone stand, and then
they pull a C-3PO.
Yeah. And then the big clown comes.
And it's like, because at first you're like, oh, maybe they all believe it, and the big clown's like, fuck you, I'm the leader.
Yeah.
And it's on, like, strings at first, like, I have no strings to hold me down. They shoot, what happens? They shoot that clown in the nose.
No, they get, it's the badge. He, like, badges him
hits,
in the nose.
Yeah. He hits, and he jumps, and you think he blows up with the ship, but he's in the clown car, safe, with the ice cream truck guys. Can we play clip number 11, and then we have one more clip, and we're done.
Wow, what a ride!
God damn it.
When's the last time we let you drive?
You're alive! Yeah! But I saw you guys get blown up in the ice cream truck.
Oh, that. Well, we hit in the freezer with the ice cream.
Yeah. Anybody want a dipsicle?
Jesus. That's not that. Actually, their character name should have been called the Dipsicles.
Dipsicles. That
sums up
better.
Everything.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to leave you with the theme song from Killer Clowns from Outer Space, which is fantastic, because back in this time period, every movie had a theme song written specifically for it, and it's awesome. So can we play that as we say goodbye today? Click that. Until next week, I'm Ben Begley. You can find me at TheBenBegley, at GuiltyMovieGuys is our Twitter handle. Throw out some ideas, because as you know, it only takes two to get on the show. It
takes two in agreement to be unanimous.
Yes. Jesse, where can they find you?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram, at TooMuchJesse, for sketch, at ThePromLosers.
Yes, and wait, just wait. Here it comes. Here it comes. The Killer Clowns. Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, what is your guilty movie pleasure?
Producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Spector, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network. I'd like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.